I had to try a lot of things before I could find it. And I think there's like beauty in that, you know, because you learn so much through the process and the journeys that you go on trying to find your purpose. And it's not always right in front of you.
Welcome to Mujeres on the Rise, where we help Latinas rise in their careers and in their lives through resources, community, and coaching. I'm your host, Mel Batelles, and I'm here to help you redefine your worth. I am an entrepreneur, career coach, speaker, and marketer that went from being a high school dropout to landing job offers at some of the most sought-after companies, including Amazon, Facebook, and Google. Now I help Latinas just like you build the career and lifestyle of their dreams. Are you ready to ponerte las pilas, overcome your limiting beliefs, and rise? Let's do this, mujeres. Hola, mujeres. Welcome back to another episode of Mujeres on the Rise. I am so excited because today we have a Latina that has not only been inspiring me over the last couple of years, but she's also been inspiring our entire comunidad Latina. And I have such a huge admiration for her and the work that she does. And today we're going to be talking with Jen Zeano. And I'm sure you all know her as the face, the creative mastermind, the brains behind JZD. And so I want to go ahead and talk to her today about purpose and how she found hers. But before we jump in, Jen, again, muchísimas gracias por estar aquí. I would love for you to introduce yourself and tell the community a little bit more about you.
Thank you so much for having me. A little bit about me. Like Melba said, I'm Jen, and I'm the founder of JZD and also of Super Casual. And I started JZD 6 years ago. And I started it because I felt this creative need to create something for our community. And I actually have a degree in psychology and social work. And I tried working out in the field for a little bit. And then I just realized that wasn't necessarily what I wanted to do with the rest of my life. And I was young and would make decisions quickly. And so I decided to quit my job without a plan B. And that's when I started the business, kind of a little bit on a whim, but also it was something that I always wanted to do.
Great. Thank you so much for sharing. I want to talk a little bit more before we dive into the topic. Tell me about Jen back then, Jen who quit her job and didn't really have a plan for what was next, versus Jen now who has managed to build something incredible from the ground up. What would you say you felt at that moment when you were literally just taking a leap of faith?
Yeah, I mean, I was 22 at the time, and I had been bouncing from job to job trying to find something that made me feel happy and fulfilled, and I just couldn't find that. And I really struggled with having a boss and having this like somebody tell me like you have to do this and at this time, and it just was not fun for me. And I didn't feel like I was living up to what I wanted to do with my life. And so I was working at the time at a foster care agency, and it was just really hard for me. And I remember I went in one Monday and I told my boss at the time, I was like, I'm quitting. And I clearly remember her asking me like, what? Like, what's your plan? And I was like, I don't really have one. I just know this isn't it for me. And I didn't even give like a 2 weeks notice or anything. I was just like, I'm not even going to finish my shift. Like, I just came in to tell you and I'm leaving. And then I came home and I started an Etsy shop. But now, after everything that I've learned and everything that I've experienced, I think I definitely would have started the business before quitting my job. That was like the first thing. And
interesting.
Yeah, like I would have definitely just had that be my side hustle, mm-hmm. and then quit my job once I had something established, because I literally had nothing, like absolutely nothing. So I would have definitely thought it through a little bit more. But at the time, I was in this like mindset of I'm just unhappy. And this is, if I do this, it's going to help me be happy. And I kind of just followed that. And I always wanted to have my own business. I mean, I tried different things when I was younger. And this was the one that stuck because I finally felt like I was doing what I was supposed to be doing. I mean, I think I've grown a lot since then. I was so young at the time and didn't have as much experience. I had no experience actually in the business field or marketing or graphic design or anything like that. But I've grown and I still think to this day that it was the right decision for me at the time.
You touched on a lot of really good things that I want to dive deeper into. But before we do that, I want you to tell me, what is your definition of purpose? Because I feel like it's a little different for everyone. And I would love to understand what it's like for you.
I mean, I think that for me and for the brand, purpose is what fuels you and what gets you up every morning and what keeps you going on days that are really hard or on days where you see no growth or you see no orders come through. And just finding that thing that you would do regardless of what happened, and that would bring you joy and happiness, and just sticking to it. And I think it ties into like, what is your why? And if you stick with your why, then you don't lose sight of that, because that's exactly why you started whatever it is that you're doing.
I love that. I couldn't agree more. And so I'm interested to know, when you first started your Etsy shop, did you know that this was your purpose?
No, not at all. I think I knew that I wanted to have a successful business, but I didn't necessarily know that it was this. I actually started hand drawing on coffee mugs. Like, I wasn't even doing clothes or anything remotely close. Okay. Like, I was literally hand drawing on coffee mugs. And that was like my first product on Etsy. And then it wasn't until sometime October of 2016 that I was like in a personal journey of my Latinidad and of everything that was going on politically and how that was affecting me and the fears that I was facing and the anger that I had. And that's when I created the Latina Power t-shirt. And at first, I literally printed, I think it was like 12 because that was the minimum. And that was really just a shirt that I created for myself. And I had to do 12 in order to make it for myself. So then I listed it on Etsy because I had 10 extra shirts because Vero kept one and I had one. And that was the first time that I had created anything that sparked conversations outside of just purchasing. Like, it was getting messages like, oh my God, I'm so glad you created this t-shirt. Or like, I'm so glad to see this. And that's when I knew, okay, this brings me joy. I'm doing something that is actually for a greater purpose. And that was the moment that we decided to become the Latina empowerment brand that we are today.
That's incredible, Jen. I love that story so much. I didn't know that. I didn't know that you started off with mugs. And I think that says a lot, because a lot of times we might feel that if purpose is such a big thing, is such a big topic of conversation, then it should be easy. And it should be this big light flashing right before your eyes. But the reality is that it's not always the case. And so you found yours through trial and error.
Absolutely. I don't think that, I mean, for some people, it might be that way. Like, they just might always know it. It wasn't like that for me. And I had to try a lot of things before I could find it. And I think there's like beauty in that, you know, because you learn so much through the process and the journeys that you go on trying to find your purpose. And it's not always right in front of you.
Of course. And so tell me about the process. So you quit your job, you have a college education. When you decided to start selling on Etsy at that time, were you met with any resistance or hesitation from friends and family? Did people understand what you were trying to do?
No, I don't think anybody did. And I think this was like one of the most frustrating parts of the journey at first, before I knew what real frustration was going to be, is a lot of, I guess, not like demeaning, but belittling comments of like, oh, you spent how many thousands of dollars in your education and you're going to do this like cutesy little thing? Or like, oh, you're just going to launch like a little hobby and you think it's going to make you enough money? It was a lot of that. It was a lot of, why did you even go to school if you're going to do something that's not even remotely close to your field? Why did you quit a really good job to draw on coffee mugs? And the thing is that at the time I was so young and I really didn't know. I didn't have like a solid adult answer, like quote unquote. Like I didn't have an adult answer. Like my answer was, I wasn't happy and I'm going to go search for my happiness. But obviously that was like a very not secure or stable answer for adults that wanted to make sure I was going to be fed and have a home and clothes. You know, it was not the traditional safe route to take, especially when I already had a job and I already had a degree. But it was what made sense at the time. And I pushed past everybody that was like, it's not going to lead anywhere, or, you know, you're wasting your time, because I saw potential. And especially after I created the Latina Power t-shirt, I was like, there was a reason why I started this. And now I know what it is. Like, now I can answer all of your questions. And I mean, sure enough, it's been 6 years and I'm still doing this.
And I mean, I think everyone that's listening would agree that what you're doing is incredible. I feel like everybody that follows Mujeres on the Rise follows you as well, which I mean, I love. You have such a large community of like over 100,000 people now, right? Including TikTok and Instagram and all that. Okay, so you mentioned something about you not being happy in your former role. And so in a previous episode, one thing that I was talking about was how living your purpose and walking your purpose doesn't always bring 100% happiness, because it's not always going to be easy. And so I would love to know if you feel the same way, and maybe talk to us a little bit about those times where it wasn't easy. Were there ever times that you wanted to quit and thought maybe everybody else was right?
All the time. I think it still happens now. I've been doing this for a while, because like you're saying, it's not always easy. In fact, it's really hard. And I think for us, the deeper we get into the business, the harder it gets, because you start experiencing different challenges that you didn't even know were going to become challenges. And you also start learning everything that you didn't know that you didn't know. Like, there's just so much that you don't even know that you don't know it. And the harder things get, the more it makes you wonder, should I be doing this? And I was actually just having a conversation with some of my friends earlier today, actually. And we were like, we're crazy for even doing this, like having a small business. It would be just so much easier if we had like a corporate job where we could just go 9 to 6 and then disconnect and you have your Saturdays and Sundays are free. But then one of my friends was like, yeah, but it's worth it, because you get to do things that you want to do and that propel you forward and your community forward. And I think that's what we hold on to. And I think that even once you discover your purpose, it's not always clear when you have all these crazy challenges and you have these things that almost seem impossible to get through. But it all goes back to, if you remember your why, then you're going to stick to it, because you know why you started whatever journey you're on. And so you kind of get past those challenges because you have to.
Yeah, I cannot tell you how much I appreciate you sharing all of this, because I think right now we live in a time where everybody wants to start a business or wants to have some kind of online creator platform. And so what I see a lot of is people online making it seem really easy. Like it happened overnight. Like all of a sudden you posted this video, you sold one item and you're an overnight success. You're making all this money. And so one of the things that I'm realizing now, like with Mujeres on the Rise, is it is freaking hard. And I appreciate you telling me that because it obviously was hard when I started, but as of the last 8 months, it's been harder because there's so much that I have to do and I didn't realize. And I mean, it's a good problem to have, right? My business is growing. I'm getting more clients. But now I'm having to think about things like bookkeeping and how to actually make sure that I'm being a profitable business and make sure that I'm pricing myself correctly. And then there's also the legal side of business. And so it's funny because I think a lot of times people go into, you know, entrepreneurship because they want to have that additional flexibility. But you're right. Like, I can't tell you how many times I'm going to bed at 2 a.m. working because I have to juggle my full-time job and then I have to juggle this. And so it's really, it's such a relief to hear somebody talk about how it actually is and saying especially that it's worth it.
Yes. I think it has, like, we've gotten, as a society, gotten so good at glamorizing the internet and pretending like it's so easy. And for some people, it may be. Like, they may go viral with, you know, after their third video or something. But the reality is that it takes a lot of work. And the farther you get into the journey, the more you realize how much work it's going to take to keep you in business. Because you start experiencing things that you've never experienced before. And you start having to hire people that you've never even thought about hiring. Like, all of a sudden, you need to have an attorney. And all of a sudden, you need a bookkeeper and a CPA because your bookkeeper won't do your books anymore without a CPA. And you start experiencing these challenges that you hadn't even accounted for or planned for because you didn't know that they were going to occur. And one of the biggest challenges that we face in our community is funding and the fact that the relationship that we have with money. And like you said, like, you have to start worrying, like, am I actually profitable? Because then you have to start hiring employees. And you're like, well, I have to be profitable, not just to make sure that I'm keeping myself fed, but now I have to feed like my 3 or 4 or 5 or however many employees that you have. And you have to make sure that you're profitable enough for all of that. Because there comes a point in your business where you can no longer work without having some type of help and having some employees take on some of the roles. So, yes, it's not easy, but it's all worth it when you're doing it for the right reasons and when you're doing it because you feel like it's what you're supposed to be doing. And I think that makes up for all of the challenges. And I think with anything, you figure out how to overcome them. And then you're like, oh, well, that wasn't so hard, you know, because you already did it. And then whenever you have to do it again, you already know how.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And so tell me, growing pains. We've talked about that. We know that they always exist, and that's a good problem to have. Is there a particular story or something that may have happened, like your favorite JZD moment that you think of whenever things start to get challenging?
Oh, yes. I always remember, well, there's several, but like one of the top moments for me is when Faye posted in the Latina Power shirt. That made childhood me so incredibly happy. It created joy for like a whole year's worth of joy because I just felt so overwhelmed with how somebody that I had looked up to since I was a kid and that made me feel like, you know, that childhood joy of when you love something, like I felt that all over again. And I got to like experience like one of the people that I just looked up to so much have something that I had created was like life-changing. And then obviously having all of these other moments where we have the community bringing up topics that are often not discussed, that to me is the best part of what I'm doing. And yes, it's amazing to have an audience of almost 100,000, which is crazy. I hadn't even thought about it until you brought it up. But having that small platform to talk about things that are meaningful to our community and that are impactful is always the best. It's the reason why we started this and why we have created this brand with community at the forefront. And that's always the most important part. And so whenever we create any kind of new product, we always want to make sure that we're creating products that the community actually wants or needs or is craving. We don't want to just put out anything that we just like, oh, it's cute. But what is it going to say? How is it going to make our community feel? And I think having those conversations and keeping those things in mind is always my favorite part and what makes it so worth it when we put out a product that we've been working on for a year and it resonates with people and they're like, oh my gosh, this is exactly how I feel. Then that just like pulls you through, you know, and it doesn't even have to be that serious. We put out this TikTok and Reel video on things that I thought meant you were rich when you were a kid. And
I saw that. I saw it.
And it's been so crazy. It's like our most watched reel since we started posting reels. And just going through the comments and seeing the thoughts that we all were collectively having. And that if you were to tell this to, I don't know, whoever that's not from our community, they wouldn't understand. But the fact that we are all collectively having these thoughts ever since we were children, it's like crazy. And it's so amazing to see like, oh my God, like I felt that way too. Or, you know, what about this? And then you're like, oh, I felt that way too. And so seeing that, I think is like the best part of anything. And obviously like we're not making money off of that reel. Like we made it solely to have a conversation. And the reasoning behind that was just, oh, let's see who else relates to this. And so the fact that it does is just incredible. That's like the best part.
Yeah, I saw that reel and I could relate to. You said something about like the trash bags, if you actually were using trash bags.
Yes, the bathroom trash bags.
Oh, my mom still uses the ones from the grocery store hasta la fecha.
Yeah, same. We use that. Like not just my mom, like we still do that. So it's just so crazy that we all grew up in different households. Like we grew up in different parts of the world. But we still were experiencing the same things. And so just bond over that is so fun.
Yeah, you're right. It's such a relief to see that it's more than just, you know, you selling a product. Mm-hmm. You're really, it's creating a community and an experience and a place for everyone to come together and share and feel less alone in the world. Where in a world where we're often, you know, being siloed and silenced. And so I think that's incredibly powerful. One thing I wanted to share with you also is that I showed your account to my mom and I was like, Mom, mira, ella es mi amiga. She has this community and look at her parents helping her like package things. And my mom like was crying because she saw your mom and your dad helping you. And I thought it was like the cutest thing ever. I was like, okay, this is what community is all about. She actually asked me like a month ago. She's like, hey, I'm going to go to Monterrey and I want to take a shirt to all my friends. Aww. So send me the link so that your sister can order it for me. And so she's buying all her friends JZD shirts. I don't know which one.
Oh my God, I love that.
But yeah, I love it. And I'm such a huge fan. And I'm so glad that you found your purpose in something that's so meaningful for our community because we're often forgotten. We're not like products are typically not created for us or with us in mind. And we have so much buying power and so much power overall, Latina power. So it's just such a relief to see and know that it's possible for everyone else to create something from nothing.
Yeah, literally from nothing. We started this with very limited funds. And I think it just takes creativity and patience and passion to kind of get whatever journey you're wanting to be on started.
I love that. And so before we wrap up, what is maybe like two or three pieces of advice that you would offer to all the mujeres who are listening who are maybe struggling to find their purpose, or perhaps they already found it, but just don't exactly know how to make it something that they could eventually live off of and profit off of.
I think that the best piece of advice that anybody can give you and that I'm going to give you right now is to just do it. And I know that sounds so cliche. And every time I say it, I'm like, I wish I could give like a more real or like actionable piece of advice, but really just start. I feel like we constantly feel the need to have everything perfect before we start. And that doesn't matter. And I think that in today's like social media life, and I feel like any kind of business that you're wanting to start or any kind of journey that you're wanting to embark in, it's somehow going to involve a social media, whether that's TikTok or Twitter or Instagram or all of the ones that there are. People are seeking that relatability. People are not wanting a perfect example of anything. And I think if you can be real and honest and share your journey, you're going to find people that are going through something similar. And that's how you start building. You don't necessarily need to have everything perfect. You don't need to have a perfect website. You don't need to have a perfect pictures, videos. I mean, we all have cameras on our phones now. That's all you need to start on any kind of business. And I think that once you get past that, I'm not ready yet, or it's not perfect yet, then you could just start. And obviously it's not going to take off right away, or maybe it will, but it's never going to get anywhere if you don't start. And if you don't know what your purpose is yet, that's okay. I feel like there's so much pressure on us always working towards something when experimenting and trying 1,000 different things is also working towards something, because you're eventually going to find what brings you the most joy. And who knows, like maybe with you trying 1,000 things, you find multiple things that bring you joy and you can tie them into one that nobody's done before. So I think just start and don't overthink it and don't worry about the problems that you're going to have a year from now, because whether it comes easy or not, you're going to have to figure it out. So just wait for that problem to get there and then you'll get through it. And also you should focus on building a community of like-minded people that can help you when you encounter those problems.
Yes, community. I can't tell you how much of a difference that makes.
So much.
Yeah, it's crazy. I absolutely loved having you, Jen. Where can people find you and JZD and Super Casual? Tell us all about that.
Yeah, so you can find us at ShopJZD on all the social medias, and ShopJZD.com is our website. And our second brand, which we just launched 3 months ago, you can find at Shop Super Casual or at Shop Super Casual on all social medias. And our website is the same, ShopSuperCasual.com. And really fun, we named it Super Casual because you could say it in English or you could say it in Spanish, Super Casual.
I was about to say, I love that you said it in English and Spanish. And it never occurred to me that that's why you named it that way. I love that.
Yeah. That's literally the reason, because this was like a more open brand where it was like basic pieces that didn't necessarily have like any text or wording or designs on it. But I really wanted to make it a part of our story that it was going to be a Latina owned brand. And so I was racking my brain for months until I could find a word that was for both. And I was like, super casual, super casual. And I literally kept saying it like, super casual, super casual. And I was like, is that right? Like, is it really the same? And then that's how it came to be.
And it wasn't taken on Instagram. Wow. Like all the stars aligning for you there.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I've only ever thought to do that if I ever have children. I want to make sure that they can say that people can say the name in English and Spanish.
Yes. Yes.
The struggle.
Yes.
That is awesome. Well, again, Jen, muchísimas gracias for being here. I know everyone is going to find so much value in everything that you have to share. And for everyone listening, if you have not checked out JZD, which I highly doubt it, I really highly doubt it, but regardless, go check them out. They're always launching out new products. And everything that Jen just said makes the product marketer in me just so happy, because she talked about really creating products that people want. So go check it out. I'm sure you'll find something you love. And as always, muchísimas gracias, mujeres. And remember, it doesn't matter where you start. All that matters is that you do. Bye.
Guess what, mujeres? You just finished today's episode of Mujeres on the Rise, which means you are one step closer to the career and lifestyle of your dreams. If you haven't subscribed to our newsletter, visit mujeresontherise.com/readytorise for additional resources, discounts, and community updates. Until next time, enjoy the journey, be kind to yourself, and remember, it doesn't matter where you start. All that matters is that you do.